Hello, and welcome to Songs for the Struggling Artist, the blogcast. This is episode 381. My name is Emily Rainbow Davis. Thank you for listening. If you have never been here before, amazing. Welcome. What's going to happen is I'm going to say a few words, I'm going to read you a blog, and then I'm going to sing you a song. And that's how it goes. Today's blog is inspired by my experience of becoming the number four singer-songwriter in Queens on Reverb Nation. And I'm going to tell you more about it in the post. I will say also some things about it afterwards. I don't think there's anything you need to know in advance, except for maybe you're probably not familiar with Reverb Nation because it's not like a super popular music site, but it is a music site, and I've been on it for a good long while now. And it's basically a place where you upload your music so you can sell your music from there. You can like have a fan club that it enter contests and stuff. I don't know. Anyway, that's what it is. And this post is called How I Became the Number Four Singer-Songwriter in Queens. This week, I found out I had reached the number four spot on the singer-songwriter charts in Queens. This kind of success doesn't come around very often in my life, so I thought I'd share what I did to make it happen. You know what I did? Absolutely nothing. Not one single thing. Last week, I got a notice that since I hadn't logged on in so long, Reverb Nation was going to suspend my account. So I logged in. That's all I did. I didn't upload new songs. I didn't change my profile pics. I didn't upload a video. I didn't enter a contest or message my fans. But a few days after I logged back in, I got the notice that I was in the top 10 of singer-songwriters in Queens. However this achievement happened, it had absolutely nothing to do with me or any action I took. In all these decades of making various kinds of art, this random ranking is pretty much how it goes. Something out of the blue kicks off a good thing, and I get a lot of congratulations for something I really didn't do anything for. What I did do, starting about 15 years ago, was upload some songs I'd written and recorded to a website. Or maybe even more accurately, I put some songs up on several websites. My MySpace account was called Emily's Experiments, and I put some songs there that I'd been messing around with on my brand new GarageBand software. I put some songs up on Reverb Nation, too, because I wanted to be able to direct people to a single song, linked from my brand new blog. That was this blog, 15 years ago. I thought maybe all these things would be a big internet hit, but it didn't go that way. It almost never does. But my strategy for creations on the internet has developed into just putting up as much stuff as possible and then waiting. I've tried doing more, of course. I've tried big promotions, new platforms, new picks, whatever marketing whiz-bangs I can imagine, and none of that stuff has been nearly as successful as just having a lot of stuff out there and then having someone with more power or followers link to it, or something of that nature. The New York Times linked to a line from my Hamlet project back in May of 2022, and my little Hamlet project and its 2,934 lines got a bunch of traffic for a few weeks. A little video I made for TikTok did no numbers there. But when I put it up on YouTube, it went quickly to 1,000 views, largely because they'd just started a new program for extra short videos. I've had other videos that did nothing on YouTube or Facebook, and then they took off on TikTok. My strategy has become to put stuff up in as many places as possible and just see what happens. Is this a reasonable strategy? Well, I've been on Reverb Nation for 15 years, and usually I rank something like 268. And then one day I open an email and discover I'm number 4. I mean, it's cool and all, but also, it took 15 years. That timeline doesn't work for most people. Also, I'm back down to number 18 now that things have calmed down a little bit. The one thing I may really have going for me is that I am a stubborn cuss who never quits making art and never quits hoping something will stick to the wall. And the thing about that strategy is, every 15 years or so, it works. So I just checked my Reverb Nation page profile. I don't know what we call it. Anyway, I went there. And I am now ranked the number 135th singer-songwriter in Queens. So I have made a bit of a shift there from number 4 to number 135. I mean, all this stuff is meaningless fundamentally, and I don't know how they determine these rankings. But I mean, you know, it was fun while it lasted to be number 4. I don't know. I still don't know. Like, and it wasn't obvious where it was coming from. Like, I really looked. I tried to investigate. I was like, oh, did somebody, you know, tweet out my profile? Or I don't, like, it's not even clear. There's like one more extra view on the profile. It doesn't look like somebody spent a long time listening to a lot of songs. Like, and none of it makes any sense to me. But somehow I went to number 4. So, and then because I, you know, shared it with people on the Facebook, I don't think on Twitter, but just on Facebook and stuff, then it stayed up for a little while because a lot of people who didn't even know that I sing checked it out. So, you know, it lasted a little. It was a moment, and that moment has passed. But certainly that moment could come back around. You never know, maybe in another 15 years. It's so funny. So funny. Anyway, I feel that it is a good example of how things like rankings and awards and, you know, standard examples of success can sometimes be a bit meaningless. I mean, this was cool in that I could be like, hey, everybody, I'm the number 4 singer-songwriter in Queens. But also, like, I can't sit here and be like, well, it's because I worked so hard. No, I didn't. I didn't. I did nothing. I did absolutely nothing. So, you know, I it's like people are trying so hard to be the whatever the thing is. And then ultimately, sometimes it takes doing nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, what song should I, the number 4 singer-songwriter in Queens, well, the former number 4 singer-songwriter in all of Queens, currently the number 135th singer-songwriter in all of Queens, what song shall I put here on this podcast? Well, I decided to look through my Reverb Nation account to see if there were maybe some songs that never made it onto the blogcast before, so we can make a little connection between these two worlds, sort of. And it turns out there is one. There's a song that I swear I put on here, but, you know, I keep an Excel document where I put all the songs that I do on the blogcast, and I cannot find this song on there anywhere. So it's possible it's on one of the missing episodes, maybe, or I just never bothered. I never did it, or I put it in on a different title. I don't know. Anyway, it's on Reverb Nation, but never been on the blogcast before. So that's an Emily Davis original from a while ago. I put it on, I think, when I first started this account. So I would say in 2008. I think I probably wrote that song in 2007. So, you know, longevity. Anyway, that song has been called Sleepover sometimes. Sometimes it's called Next Door. I think I'm going to go with Sleepover this time. Anyway, I'm going to play it for you in just a moment. But meanwhile, thank you so much for listening. If you like this blogcast, please tell someone about it. Like it, review it, subscribe to it. Anything you can do in a podcast app, it would be helpful. And if you would like to help support it, that would be amazing. Patreon.com/EmilyRDavis is the hotspot for that. I post the songs that I put on the blogcast there for my patrons to download. So you could have your very own copies. Copies? Is that what we call them? Your own music that I will give to you. Usually I have been doing it at the end of the year. I give everybody a big, you know, slate of all the songs that I recorded on here. But lately I've been additionally throwing in a song at a time. So if there's like a particular song that someone wants, they can have it right away. And this will be an example of that. I will do the same with Sleepover as well. So if you joined as a patron right now, you could get it, is what I'm saying. Also, if Patreon is not your thing, there's also Ko-fi, there's PayPal. I'm also on Substack, and I'll go anywhere else if you feel like there's a place that you like to support people and I'm not on it yet. Let me know what it is, and I'll get on it for you. And I believe that is all of the business. Happy holidays to everyone for all the things. And so this song I wrote in London when I was living there. So I want to say it's about 2007. I don't know when I recorded it. I could have recorded it in 2008. That might make sense. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a while ago is all I'm saying. And here it is. It is called Sleepover.
I slept on your couch, I slept on your sheets, laid my head on your pillow while wearing your clothes. I looked at your view. Right next door to you all night. I love you too much to tell you I love you too much to tell you I love you too much to tell you the truth. I lay down to sleep. Position 4 feet from your door. I couldn't help thinking that the air that you breathed would have to circulate and come into me. I love you too much to tell you you too much to tell you I love you too much to tell you the truth. That night I dreamed of you. We danced a tango and you said, "But we're not through. There's much more than tango. Let's dance to Van Gogh." Now I'm at home, and oceans away from your sweet apartment where you let me stay. I'm on my own. Dream right next door to you. dream I'm next door.